is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Just one more drop of bliss and I'll be... I'm all set. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is at the controls in Minnesota. He's producing the broadcast. Meet up tonight. Ziggy's. Joyce Riley is going to be talking about experimenting on our military. Imagine this. Imagine being ordered to take unknown biological injections because you've been ordered to. And if you don't, court-martial. Now, what have we done to our military? Tonight, live via teleseminar, Joyce Riley will be at her farm. I'll be at Ziggy's with the meetup class, 5:30. Sunshine and Glenstone, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. You're invited. Government employees, picture ID required at the door. Everyone else is invited. Politicians, you will not feel comfortable. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank.
Vincent, glad to be here with you. I think we have a big program this morning and a lot to cover.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice, Frank. Did you have a good weekend?
I certainly did. I was watching hockey over the weekend, and the Canucks beat Calgary 3-4. Hurrah! And went to church. It was our 35th anniversary. Like, that's long before I was a member. We had a Hawaiian luau, and very nice to see familiar faces again.
Wonderful, Frank. I want to share with you something that happened in a neighboring county here in Missouri. Now, of course, we're all talking about the government shutdown. And there are many counties, and I believe each county in the state of Missouri, as in many other states, have a group of people who work in the same building. And it would be Soil and Water Conservation District is what it's known as. And these are the guys who will come out to your farm. And they'll say, you know what, if we put a fence around your stream, and if we put a fence around your woods, and if we drill some wells and run some pipe, and we put some cattle waterers in, we'll pay you between 75 and 90% of the cost. So the farmer will receive between 75 and 90% of the cost of doing this from the government. And the farmer will put up between 10 and 25% of the cost. And we have a lot of neighbors who have been involved in having these fences installed to keep their cows out of their woods, which makes no sense to me. Because if you keep your cows out of the woods, they're out of the woods when it's raining, when it's snowing, when it's hailing, when it's sleeting, and when it's really, really bright sun. And the cows need, that protection. Just like we do. I mean, we don't go outside when it's raining and stay outside, and we don't go outside and stay outside when it's snowing and hailing, and we don't go out and stay in the sun all day without protection either. So cows need what we need, and so do a lot of animals. Anyway, so these soil and water conservation guys are state employees, and a federal or federal employees will be in the same building, and they'll share the same building, and they'll have seminars where they charge you to teach you about growing grass and best, as they would call them, best farm practices, and give you updates on the latest terror that they're raining down on farmers, which would be, you know, IEDs on animals and things like that. Anyway, in Texas County, which is near where I am right now. They have the soil and water conservation guys and the U.S. Department of Agriculture employees, and they work out of the same building. Well, the building was locked down because the U.S. Department of Agriculture people did not open it up. So here we have state employees going to work. They can't get into the building because that they share with the federal employees because the federal guys are furloughed. So we have state employees who are paying to do nothing. And they're being locked out. Now, I said to Dr. Howard Shane, he stopped over last night with his wife, Dr. Howard Shane. Both of them are doctors. So I said, Dr. Howard Shane, if you went to work on in the morning, and you're getting ready to open up your building, and you realize that your wife, Dr. Howard Shane, both of them, have keys, and she accidentally got on the tooth truck, which is a dental truck where they ride around the community and help people who are, let's say, unable to afford dentistry. They do free dental services on this tooth truck. There are a lot of dentists that volunteer. So let's say your wife took the keys to your dental practice, and you go in and you can't get in. That would be an unusual circumstance because both of them have keys. But let's say Dr. Howard Shane didn't have the keys and he couldn't get into his office. Would he just go home? And he looked at me like, are you kidding? And, you know, obviously he would call his wife first right away, say, do you have the keys? I need them. Where are you? I'll just race over and get the keys. Or worst case, he would call a locksmith and get the doors open, right? He wouldn't go home just because he didn't have the keys. Now, that's the case of these government minions, these government boneheads. They didn't go to work because the door was locked by the soil and water conservation guys. I'm sorry, by the USDA guys. Can you imagine that? Frank, can you imagine just going to work and finding your door locked and just saying, ah, oh, geez, the door's locked, I'll go home? Would that ever happen?
Well, I have the luxury of working for myself, so that'll never happen unless I dictate it happens. But I think basically when people come to work and the door is locked, then I don't know, should people just take it in stride and say, well, I get a day off? Because remember, they also passed a bill that they're going to get paid all their back pay for not even showing up to work in the first place.
What a racket. What a racket. You know, I think, hey, Frank, right after this broadcast, I'm going to pass a bill that says I'm going to get paid for raising cows even though I don't do it, okay? Even though I don't have any cows, even though I don't show up at the farm, I think I'll go to the beach, and I'll just spend a few months there, and when I come back, I'll check my mail, and my check should be there. Who are these people? Have they lost their minds?
I think they pay farmers not to grow right now anyways, don't they?
Well, some farmers, but I don't do it. I don't get paid not to grow. I'm not interested in being a slave to the government. I am not interested in it. I'm not going to take their money for doing nothing. I work.
Well, because
I
you're
work.
An honorable man, that's why. And you know, I've met you a few times, and you keep your word, and you get paid when you earn it.
I
wish everyone else would have that same doctrine.
Well, Frank, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that these government boneheads have locked down the building for our state employees. But our state employees didn't show up. I mean, they didn't call a locksmith. I would. I'd call a locksmith. First of all, I'd call the guy who from the USDA, and I'd say, hey, get back here and open up this building. And if he didn't open up the building, I'd call his boss. And if he didn't open up the building, I'd call the locksmith and the newspaper and the TV station and the radio stations. That's what I would do. And I'd say, you wouldn't believe this. You want to know why we're in trouble? You want to know why we're bankrupt? You want to know why we're going down and we're not coming back? Because of boneheads like this, and it's happening all over the country.
Well, on the last program, I think we touched on that people's probably should be happy, like in Congress, they can take some time off and go home and spend time with their family and still get paid and come back when the dust has settled down, right? I think we talked about that. They should be happy.
Well, You're talking about who
Congress.
Being happy? Congress should be happy.
Yeah. Yes. Because they shut down the government, you figure they. I said this on the last program that if they shut down government, at least they can all go home and we can get all a breather from this.
Oh yeah, yeah. A lot of us would say, you know, if we could just pay these guys to do nothing, boy, that'd be great.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, they're so bad, we'd rather pay them to do nothing than pay them to do whatever it is they do because they're in our way and they're in our faces and they. But you know, Frank, how do you feel about the actual partial shutdown?
Seeing it here. We have Lake Mead closed down for the most part. You can't drive around the roadblock. So even though you can probably say, oh, I'll get in my car and just drive around the gate and go down the hill, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Big trouble.
Really,
just because they're not getting paid doesn't mean it's not patrolled. Parts of Mount Charleston are shut down here. And, you know, you can't get to a national park. So, it, you know, in a state like mine, unlike yours, Vincent, relies heavily on tourism. If you have Grand Canyon closed, you have our Red Rock closed, you have our Red Rock Canyon, for your listeners, it's just west of Las Vegas, very lovely. When the sun sets on it, you just see literally Red Rock, or there are the sunrises, or you see Red Rock, and it's taking a toll on our tourism here. And the last thing we need here in Nevada in a sluggish economy is a bunch of angry visitors coming here and not being able to have the freedom to view our landmarks here.
And what, Frank, what about these homes that are built on federal land where the owners own the homes?
Well, this is it. Not only they definitely own it, they lease the land, but to be there, you have to have a place in Las Vegas here. And those people are, you know, can't go to their home, clean out the refrigerator, you know, lock it up for the winter, what have you. So it's a real inconvenience for them as well. And I think there's other states where people have cabins on this kind of a lease agreement as well, too, that are a national parks.
Mm-hmm. So people lease the land, they own the cabins, and they can't get to them because the land is closed by the federal government. Now why is
the road is closed?
The road's closed. We're talking about public property being the road, it's closed. Wow. How did we let this happen? Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, I just posted on the website, you were talking about Lake Mead, just outside of Las Vegas. There's the government shutdown is closing homes for some locals, and they're being forced out of their homes on Lake Mead because they sit on federal land. There's a husband and wife, the Spencer family. She's 77, he's 80, and they have to move to their ice cream store because they can't go home. Their home is on federal land. So what's happening is the park rangers have told them they've got 24 hours to get out. First of all, how can they in good conscience throw these people out of their homes and make them homeless because their homes are built on federal land, which is perfectly acceptable when they built these homes? Who are these people? We need to, Frank, we need to remember who they are when, going forward, we need to point out these people who have thrown these senior citizens, 77 and 80 years old, throwing them out. It's criminal in my opinion.
And also, your listeners, to know that these homes are more like, cabins, one room, two room places. They're not like palatial 3,000 square foot, homes, with a stunning view of the lake. These are very, very small lots, very small dwellings, minimal sustenance, not to, encroach on the environment in any way, for the most part, just keep the appearance of, natural setting. Yeah. So if you're listeners, these are not like wealthy landowners living in nice looking cedar houses and, with a pool and the lake in front. By no means. It's nothing like that there.
Mm-hmm. Frank, I have, some friends who would, in the past, would say to me, "Oh yeah, we bought this really neat place, and we're gonna live there, and it backs on federal land, so we're protected, and we're gonna be safe." And I said to them, "Have you lost your mind? You want to be backed on federal land?"
Run a pack. Protected.
Oh, man.
The government's man. Protected.
That's right. That's right. Oh, geez. Frank, the non-essential employees that we have furloughed, I think it's, as I look at this, I look at businesses and I say, man, oh man, I just can't imagine any business trying to stay afloat, hiring people they don't need. It's impossible to hire people that you don't need unless you're the government, or unless the government pays you as a small business or a business to hire people that you don't need. It's unnecessary, it's costly, and it's impossible for the real world to do that. It's impossible. Only the government could pull this off. And I think it's great that we have this national shutdown, except I think it's just a partial solution. We need to have like a 99% government shutdown, where 99% of these people who would not otherwise be able to get a job if it weren't for the government, we've got to stop paying those guys. I really mean that, because I look at government employees, and they're always looking at their watch, they're always thinking about lunch, they're always thinking about how hard they work, they're always thinking about their retirement, but they're not thinking about what they're supposed to be doing. And Frank, have you ever been in a government building? I mean, literally a government building that has an elevator. Have you been in one where you spent maybe 10 minutes in a government building and you watched how these government employees behave? Have you had a chance to do that?
I could say I have the privilege of not. I haven't set foot in a government building. The only time I did was getting my green card and then getting my citizenship here at the federal courthouse. And again, that was on the ground level. There are no elevators to go up. But I refuse to go in any government building unless I have to, like for driver's license. But generally, I like to stay away from the. When I think of government building, I think of jail, prison, detention, and I just like to. And of course, in those buildings I mentioned, it has just that in there: jails, armed guards, police. I shun these places.
Well, the reason I ask is if you get a chance to go into a government building class and you get in the elevator and you watch the government employees, they'll talk about each other. It's like, do you see Susie? Oh, I can't believe she did that. They complain about each other. They talk about each other. But in business, that's not what we do. We talk about issues and solutions. But in government buildings, they talk about people, their coworkers. They're miserable at their jobs. They hate it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com, or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, on Friday, I decided that I had had it with the government shutdown because of what they have done to our 80 and 90 year old veterans who showed up in Washington, D.C. I had a dear friend, his name was Paul, and he was in his 80s and he died recently, and he used to talk about his visit to the World War II Memorial. He was in the U.S. Army. My dad was in the U.S. Army. My dad never got to see the memorial, but Paul did, and he would talk about it, and it was one of the highlights of his life. And I saw him in a wheelchair. He was wheeled out there by a chaperone. There were a whole bunch of guys, World War II veterans, that were flown from Missouri to Washington, D.C., just to visit the World War II Memorial. And he would beam when he talked about it. He had cancer toward the end of his life, and it was, but the highlight he would talk about over and over was this trip to the World War II Memorial. And as I saw more and more on the news about what the police did to throw out these veterans and to erect the barriers and then to tie the barriers together with wire so that the veterans could not get in. And these are men in wheelchairs. These are the men who stormed the beaches, who they were at Iwo Jima. These are our heroes, the greatest generation. Well, it made me furious. So I recorded 4 minutes, and I'm going to play that for you right now. And if you want to share it, I'll tell you what happened with YouTube right after I play it. It's going to be just 4 minutes. The federal government partial shutdown has taken a dire turn for our country. Politicians have shown their true colors. They've demonstrated that they are not on the side of we the people. Our World War II memorial belongs to us. It's a remembrance of the ultimate price many have paid. Losing life, limbs, many have been wounded, but all have been scarred for their entire lives. The National Park Service has been ordered to make life difficult for us. Exactly who is responsible for these actions? My father volunteered to fight for our country in World War II. To protect and defend her from the attack by the Imperial Japanese Navy. His brothers enlisted. All the men of fighting age in our family enlisted. My dear friend Paul, now deceased, recently would tell me over and over just how important that honor flight from Missouri to Washington, D.C. was. He had the opportunity in the final days of his life to visit the World War II Memorial. It was a memorial to him and those like him who fought to defend the United States of America. He rekindled friendships, the memories, the shared tears. All those serving in World War II who saw killing action were permanently scarred, including Paul and my father. The haunting memories of the burning bodies, the torn flesh, the rotting flesh were ever present until their deaths. And our federal government has set up barricades to keep wheelchaired veterans, 80 to 90-year-old men, and their chaperones out of our World War II memorial. Those same 80 to 90-year-old veterans served in the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. Veterans pushed their wheelchairs right through the barricades, the same way they acted to win World War II. And they have every right to do so. They have every right to be there. They're on public property. The federal government responded with a forklift and 7 employees to erect more barricades. The federal government escalated with interlocking barricades wired together so our veterans without tools could not get through. Intentionally, the federal government locked down the World War II Memorial so our veterans could not get through. Your National Park Service has been ordered by the federal government to block off walking and bicycle trails, so you can't use them. They blocked off the home of our very first president, George Washington. That's located in Mount Vernon, Virginia. The property is not even government property. It belongs to the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. Your National Park Service has been told, make it difficult for us. And they are. My question to you is, are they trying to incite a riot by pushing us around? By pushing around men in wheelchairs who have built this country and prevented us from speaking Japanese and German? They won World War II for all of us. The federal government is out of control. Let me be very clear. I'm not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form from We the People. But I ask those of you in government, there will be a day when you will need to decide whether you will obey unlawful orders or not. And to the police, start thinking about all those tickets you're writing. Do you sleep well at night? Targeting your neighbors, fining them with points, increased insurance costs, fees, court costs. They can't afford it. We're in a depression. Do you think that those people who you fined and targeted will ever forget? We are America. We're in this together. I suggest you take that stick out of our eye. For more information, 7 hours, Monday through Friday, starting at 10 at night. USAPrepares.com radio network, right here. 99.3 FM on the Rooster Radio Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Well, there you have it. That affiliate, the Rooster, is a station down the road from us here in Missouri. And I broadcast this very broadcast, the one you're listening to right here, right now, at night, at starting at 10 o'clock. It's a rebroadcast of what we're doing right now. And I was so outraged by what our government has done to those veterans that I spent the time putting together that. I wrote it up by hand, based on articles that I read, based on images that I saw on the Internet, based on posts that I put on our website, usapreparers.com. And Ron Gibson is a man who is in the Carolinas on the East Coast. I've never met him. He takes audio from me. He picks it up on the Internet. He downloads it. I didn't even know about him until about a week ago. He downloads it, and he added the video images that I was thinking about to the audio, and he posted it on YouTube. And so if you go to usapreparers.com, page one, you'll see that post that has the images. And I'll tell you what, when I listened to it for the very first time and watched it on YouTube, I had tears in my eyes throughout the whole thing. And I've heard that many people have said the same reaction. And what Ron Gibson has done with his YouTube channel that picks up usapreparers.com, he took the very images that I had in my mind when I wrote with paper and pencil the bullet points to do that little four-minute piece. And he put the images in exactly where I was thinking about them. I didn't discuss with him what my thoughts were. He just built it on his own with his own research. So if you get a chance, go to usapreparers.com if you want to see the video that goes with that four-minute audio. It's only 4 minutes. But it's these men in wheelchairs. It's the park police. It's the Washington, D.C. Forklift operator. It's the erecting of the barricades. It's all those images that you probably have in your mind about how our government is abusing us. And then when you think about them shutting down bicycle trails, really? Why are they doing that? You know, I believe, Frank, I believe they're trying to start a revolution. I believe they are doing everything they can to provoke us into responding with violence. I think it's going to happen. I'm not asking for it to happen. I don't want it to happen. But I think someone is just going to lose his temper or her temper, and the violence will escalate right from there. Pushing around these World War II veterans is unconscionable. It's outrageous. It makes me and everybody I know angry. And people are saying, why? And the answer is, because they can get away with it. The federal government is flexing to see just how far we are willing to go taking this abuse. Taking being stopped, our cars being searched, these guys bashing down our doors with ski masks on so we can't tell who they are. I don't know, I'm going to say this, I don't know anybody, I don't know a single person who has respect for anybody in uniform. I'm talking about blue uniforms. I'm talking about the police. I don't know anybody who has any respect for the police right now. No one. Why? Because they're targeting us. They're targeting us. They're sniping at us with radar guns. They're looking for taillights that are out. They're looking to see if they can somehow say that we didn't use our turn signal. They're looking for seatbelt violations. They are running. Oh, there's a video on usapreparers.com where two police cars are chasing some guy down because they think he has a seatbelt violation. They chase him down. He jumps out of his car. He's being pursued by these two police cars. He runs on the grass. He slips. He falls. And the cop car runs him over and kills him. And where does the video come from? The dash camera from the police car that ran him over and killed him. And if you see it, you will see that that cop was going so fast, there is no way he could have stopped. No way. That cop should be in jail, handcuffed inside his jail. There's no reason for that. The woman who crashed into the barrier in Washington, she crashes into a barrier. So what do? They kill her. They shoot her and kill her. Come on. Come on. This has got to stop. It's way overboard. Cops, I want you to think about this. As things get worse and worse and worse, do you want us to be your allies? Or do you want to make us your enemies? We used to respect you. We used to respect the police. Not anymore. Not anymore. With your ticket quotas and your ticket contest and you're pushing us around and you're being bullies, we've had it with you. We have no respect. No one has respect for the police anymore. And we say on this radio program, don't call 911, because if you do, someone's going to get shot and killed or someone's going to jail. I'll see if I can calm down over the short commercial announcements, Frank, and I will be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Whey a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Tom is a great producer here at Genesis Communications Network, and he helped me calm down. Frank, I lost my temper.
Well, you have a lot. It's not only a temper. You have a lot of good things to say, Vince, and that probably resonates well with a lot of the listeners out there.
Frank, I'm holding in my hand a credit card. Not a debit card, a credit card. It's a Visa. Now, I used to have, from the same company, a credit card that was a MasterCard. And it was such an abusive MasterCard that I called the... It's from Casey's General Store. It's like a 7-Eleven, but Casey's General Store. And I called the chief financial officer, and I complained about how they kept shutting my credit card down for stupid reasons, like if I bought a dollar's worth of gasoline, and then I filled up my tank with diesel to thin out the gasoline on, you know, really freezing days so that the diesel wouldn't gel in my truck. Or if I had two payments of the same amount automatic from, like, Verizon on the same day for my daughter and me, and they shut my credit card down. So many times my credit card's been shut down because they thought there was fraud involved, and it's caused me a lot of problems. Well, the latest one. Anyway, so I actually talked to the chief financial officer of Casey's General Store and said, look, I used to work at a credit card bank, and your customers are going to think you're doing this. They're going to think because the credit card says Casey's General Store on it, even though it's a MasterCard, even though it was issued by Juniper Bank, they're going to think that this abuse is coming from Casey's General Store, and they're going to hate your store. Well, he actually believed me, and he threw overboard Juniper Bank and replaced it with another bank. Well, the other bank's better. But my credit card, I bought some mugs. I don't know if you've heard me talk about these mugs that I drink coffee out of and tea out of when I'm on the broadcast. And those are the mugs that we have at the Expo, and those are the mugs that we get. Genesis has them at their studios, and the Rooster has them, and they're all over. Anyway, so I bought thousands of mugs, and I found out my credit card was compromised. My credit card was compromised. It was hacked along with thousands of others, and so I had to get issued a new credit card. The whole point, Frank, when this is happening, it affects GoDaddy. It affects all my electronic commerce, which I really don't like in the first place. But there aren't a lot of choices. The bottom line is, I was thinking about you, Frank, and how you use cash whenever you can. I do, too. But I had to get all new credit cards. It's going to take me 3 days to change all the information in all of these electronic accounts that I have in order to run this broadcast. Because it was hacked in Europe because I bought mugs at Discount Mugs in the United States. So we got to get away more. We got to get farther and farther away from using these electronic transactions.
We need to get government further and further away from electronic transactions. We need to get the spending away from electronic transactions. We need to get consumers away from electronic transactions, because as would happen to you, anytime you put a card into a machine, you can get compromised. And when you look at all the other variables out there, there's just nothing but bad news everywhere. Like here in Nevada, foreclosures have been ramped up so homeowners can beat the Bill of Homeowners' Rights or whatever they call it, so they can short sale their home to friends and family and relatives. But now they say the law itself might have no teeth in it. But regardless, you can move to the left, they move to the right. You can shift, they can jive. It's a game of checkers everywhere now.
When we come back on the other side of the top of the hour, I think it'd be neat to talk about where gold is going, what's happened to the United States as an energy producer, and then also about what's going on with the dollar, and what's this about Miley Cyrus, the gyrator? She's a national disgrace, in my opinion. I mean, really, are we racing to the bottom? Is that girl able to go anywhere without her tongue hanging out? Frank Underhill, Vin Finella, USAPrepares.com. I'm so glad we have top of the hour news and commercials, because, really, I wouldn't be able to get through this broadcast. I get so... We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.